Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Rabbi Bob, Graham Stroll, and Mario. Coming up on TMS, Rock'em Sock'em Rants.
Holy Sister of the Immaculate Nugget.
First shit of 2024.
I never say 2023.
Both ends have a butt.
I can't drive. Whatever the posted speed limit in your particular state is.
Flipping the fryers in the Temple of Big Mac.
I can't believe I paid $55 for this.
American balls dropping.
Okay, new boomers.
You'll have no stops, no traffic signals, and no Lieutenant Yar.
Jamie's big nasty hand.
Stop trying to make awesome happen.
Red on Air Light with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Cameras and keyboards take the place of traditional party favors as computer operators around the world prepare to take the information superhighway to the first ever Internet New Year's Eve bash.
What you're seeing, I think, is a glimpse into the future.
While revelers bring in 1995, strategically placed cameras will send live pictures and sound to the Internet, where users will have the opportunity to download the hottest parties around the globe.
And a happy new year. In a happy new year.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Yes, just like last year. We're doing it. We did so well with it last year. We're going to keep the same format this year.
Yeah, we didn't change a damn thing this week.
Nope. Okay,
nothing changes today. You know, we have a few references to it being a new year. We may talk about the new year a little bit.
Right.
But it's the same shit you're signing up for, okay?
But I'm still writing 2023 on my checks.
My goal is, and I know this is dangerous, but my goal is on TMS to not screw up and call it 2023 this year. Not even once. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull it off.
My prediction is within the next 5 episodes.
It's totally fine. I think you should have this prediction because it'll help me be motivated. I'm going to be thinking about it every day. Yep. Because I don't like to lose.
So if you keep clear by January 10th, then you're good.
Now, here's the weird thing. The entire break, which, you know, we missed TMS terribly, although we did put a New Year's Eve little special up. Yeah. Hopefully people enjoyed that. But, you know, it was the first time we've really taken the entire Christmas to New Year's week off. Mm-hmm. And every night of that take time off, without exception, I think, I slept great. Just wonderful sleep.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I hope the two aren't related.
Totally slept like a baby most of that time.
Really?
Last night, funny. Terrible sleep. Now,
really?
I'm not saying it's TMS's fault. In fact, I'm convinced.
I mean, you know, it's like this is something we look forward to, not something that we go to bed saying, oh, God, we've got new TMS tomorrow.
I know. It's the thing is I had to kind of like probe my mind and figure out why I was feeling that way. And I think I know. I have a... simple, but I'm getting a cavity fixed today. Like an old filling is cracked and they gotta fix it. Not a big deal. I've been, I was supposed to do it 2 weeks ago or whenever I was sick, so I had to push it. And they were like, well, we don't have any appointments till January. I'm like, fine. So now it's here. And I think that's probably why I didn't sleep because you know what? Going to the dentist sucks ass and I don't want to go. Okay.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed.
I don't want to go. I'm going to feel great after. I'll be a little numb. That's fine. That wears off. Yeah. I'll probably grab one of them there J-Dogs on the way home. Because well, that's what go. They give you over there when you get work.
That's right. You get a free J-Dog coupon. That is
it's pretty great.
What is up with that business?
I love that it annoys you every time I bring it up. Yeah, exactly. You're like, my dentist needs to step up his game. But anyway, I'm not looking forward to this at all because, you know, people's hands in my mouth. No, thanks. Don't like it.
Right. Yeah. It's one of your top, it's a thing that comes up anytime we see it in a movie for film sec. It comes up as what grossed Scott out the most.
Yeah. So. Fingers in somebody else's mouth or licking somebody else's face. What are you doing? Yeah. How are we living our lives? You know,
you are not liking any of that business.
No, but I will, you know, go through with it. Hopefully maybe a story or two for the show tomorrow. It's worth it. If there is, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you want it to be, oh my God, the worst thing happened to me at the dentist's office. I'm going to tell you all about it on TMS.
No kidding. Oh, speaking of the thing I got to tell you guys about, you know, Mike Pachulik's always sending us cool stuff. He's just the nicest guy.
Oh yeah.
I got something in the mail that now sits directly next to the thing Brian sent me.
Oh, all right.
And when I say thing, I mean the beautiful, the wonderful Furiosa with her gun out and her hand out. You know? So she's sitting over here looking at me all day. And then now next to her is this thing that I probably should paint. I should probably primer this up and paint it. But Mike Pachulik sent me a bust of Tio Salamanca.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look at that. All making that face.
So look at that. It's a perfect face. Why hasn't somebody... That's a huge bust, too. It's like a Beethoven. You, like, flip that down and the bat pole
suddenly appears. Oh, now that would be cool. I should figure out a way to open this and then have, like, a little blown-up Gus Fring in there or something.
Exactly. But let me tell you, what you need to do is cut the top off of that head and put a bell, make the bald top of Salamanca's head a bell.
Ding, 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 ding. I love it. And then rig him with explosives. Oh, wait, I've taken it too far, darn it.
Oh, wait.
This that's is so cool. Nice, and I'm so, I just was so surprised to get this in the mail.
Is that resin, or is that?
No, it's filament.
It's filament. Wow. Yeah, the really layer lines are, from this view, are nearly invisible.
Yeah, they look really good. The only thing it probably needs is, you know, painting, because it's kind of pink. You can't really see how pink it is. But it's pretty pink.
Oh, is it pink? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. But, and his head's separate, so that's how they pulled it off. They did two pieces here. But I love it. And now he sits here and looks at me all day.
Great.
Very disapprovingly, by the way. He's not happy. He's pissed.
Yes, no, exactly.
He might
I love the expression on his face, though, the twisted scowl.
Mm-hmm. It's like the very last thing Gus Fring saw before he went, no! And then boom.
Yeah, well, before half of his face went, no!
That's right. Somebody recreated that in,
Lego?
No, Half-Life 1, I think.
Oh, really?
So they had like the, you know, the white-haired professor that was always going, wow, you're late, Gordon. Get in the room now, Gordon. That guy, he's in the chair freaking out. And then one of the other doctors who looks a little more like Fring is doing the work. And they use the voices of the characters from the game to recreate the scene. And even when he's hitting the bell, it's the Half-Life sound, the button sound from Half-Life.
Really?
It's real good. It's really good.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's
very highly clever. Recommend it. Yeah. Anyway, Mike, you're awesome, and I don't even know what to do with myself after I got this. This is amazing. Yeah. I love it. What an obscure thing. Now I want them all. I want. Can I get a Pinkman? Can I get a Pinkman? Yeah, Pink Pinkman. Pink
Walter
Man.
White and
I want
a
Mike.
Tuco?
Yeah, Tuco would be cool. I'd go for a Mike.
Skinny Pete and a Badger bust.
All of them. Yeah. Give me the whole set. I'll even take a Skyler one. All right.
Why not?
She's not a
problem. Even a Skyler.
Even a Skyler. All right, let's get into it. How was your New Year's? Did you do anything crazy on New Year's Eve? Or?
We had, my parents came out from Vermont. My dad and stepmom came out from Vermont and stayed with us for the whole weekend. Arrived on Saturday right before the Mammoth game, but they had friends they were going to see that night. So it worked out perfectly. I took them to Meow Wolf.
Oh,
blew their minds with that place.
Yeah, but that was
They loved it. They said, oh my gosh, this is so creative and really weird. And then that part is kind of scary because it's like you go into these areas where there are these monsters that, like, you know, it's both ends have a butt, you know, no head or these things that are just kind of gripping the walls and looking at you from, you know, from far away. Mm. The Meow Wolf here, every Meow Wolf is different. I don't know. I haven't been to the Texas ones, but...
And they're different, but do they stay the same or do they change their setup every year?
So far, none of them have changed their story. There might be like improvements or things that they fix or add or whatever, but it's for the most part it is just your static setup at any
other. It's like a permanent but, installation that way or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. So we're trying to find Tristan, who was working that night, and we're making our way through the whole place, the exhibit. And finally we go down to, you know, they actually did play the rat fight game, Hobbs Dog, which is cool. It's like a it's like a video game cabinet that's open on both sides with a glass center and two Rock'em Sock'em rats in the middle of it that you're controlling with little controllers that beat each other up.
You guys get to control, or someone else does this?
You guys get to control. Yeah.
Oh, that one's not in the Vegas one. I want that.
It's not in the Vegas one. Yeah, super cool. So we're looking for Tristan. We decide, oh, well, let's take the elevator up to the level that I don't think we've explored much of yet. And we get in the elevator, and there's a woman already in there. And we walk in, and she, like, the door closes, and we say, hi, how you doing tonight? And she's like, nah, I can't believe I paid $55 for this crap.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She's not a happy customer.
Wow.
Not get the creativity or the inspiration from it, or figure out, like, oh, you know, this storyline of this this place called Convergence Station, which lets you go to all these other areas, and your memories get stored in this place and this other thing. It's like, can't believe I paid $55 for this crap.
That's a boring way to live. You gotta
exactly. Happy New Year to you, lady.
Yeah,
hope you have a real good one.
Open up your horizons a little there, lady, and
but
enjoy
yourself. It's not for everyone. Now, Claire's always going to take the negative, isn't she? No matter what I say, she's like, she's going to be the anti. If I say, oh my God, this place, yeah, it's just not, it's not great. She'd be like, no, it's absolutely the most creative place on earth and everybody should love it.
Yeah, no, that's her deal. She does this so that you'll see that she does it, and then someone at home will write in and say, how come you guys reply to Claire all day? And
I'm like, that's right, exactly. You're right. Not replying to Claire anymore during the show.
Take that, Claire Gack. Take it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fun, though. So no mishaps, though. Everything went well. And,
no mishaps. Know. No, it was a really good time. We broke out last night. So they left this morning before the show. Mm. And last night, I cooked a rump roast, Well, Tina really cooked it. I was going to sous vide it. And then I realized yesterday morning, planning an 8-hour sous vide, that, nope, for a rump roast, you really want to have, like, 24 hours sous vide. So we decided to we gave it a good rub down with some thyme and rosemary and some salt and garlic and stuff, and then put in the oven and cooked it for 5 hours there.
Nothing wrong with that. Everything about that sounds magnificent.
It was so good. Yeah. So good. Yeah. And then afterwards I said, hey, how about a board game? And I pulled out, I knew that they probably wouldn't be into, like, Zombicide or Catan or something that you know, takes a long time to explain and is complicated. So I broke out a game called Sagrada, and it's the Sagrada Artisans. And it's a game basically where you have a stained glass window made of squares. You roll these colored clear dice and you put them in the places that meet all the criteria of your card in that grid. And, couple restrictions. You can have two numbers be the same next to each other. You can have two colors be the same next to each other. And your specific card that you drew that goes into it also sets certain boundaries that you have to stick to.
It's crazy. A legacy game of dice drafting and window coloring.
Yes. Yeah.
Stained glass.
It's such a beautiful game. It's modeled after the Sagrada Familia church in, I want to say, Madrid.
Sounds like Spain,
I think.
Yeah.
But it's it is such an incredible game, and so, like, completely family friendly. 15-year-olds to 90-year-olds, no problem playing it. Very thin. Oh, Barcelona, so it's okay. Barcelona. It's in Barcelona.
Okay.
It is such a quick game to pick up, but there's so much strategy and everything involved that it's not a easy win game.
Huh.
But
it's interesting. Yeah. It looks
maybe I'll bring it to TMS Vegas.
Oh, actually. Yeah, you should. It looks cool. I'd play this. Yeah. I love the look of it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, board games with your dad. That's fun.
Can't beat that. Yeah. So so everyone should have in their collection Sagrada, S-A-G-R-A-D-A.
That's right. By Floodgate Games, if you
open the floodgates.
Look for them, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our Christmas Eve was kind of just uneventful. We went to some friend's house, Darren's house, mm-hmm. played a bunch of Jackbox.
Nice.
I felt like this hasn't happened before, because when we play with us, mm-hmm. it's just us hanging out, having fun, whatever. We don't think that hard about it. But when I'm playing somebody else who isn't doing a lot of that,
yeah,
they aren't as adept at some of those games that we are. And I was just, I was rocking people
I'm sure you were, yeah.
It was fun, though.
What'd you do, draw full, or what'd you?
So we did, it was the pack they had was the one that had the original TKO in it, so we played some of that.
Oh, okay, yep.
We played Gespionage. I forgot how fun that is. Gespionage is awesome. Oh,
Gespionage is great with the percentages.
Yeah.
That's a great, like, I've never played a Jackbox game before. It's a great introduction, because
It's just high. It's basically just high, low.
Yeah.
With the focus being on the number instead of the answer, but it's great the way that thing's constructed. It's just a fantastic game. We snooze on that too much. We should play that one more often. But it's an older pack, so I never think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we played the original Dungeon Murder Party. What's it called?
Trivia Murder Party.
Got Dungeon Murder on my mind.
Yes. I wonder why.
Yeah. We did play some of that too, but we played we played Trivia Murder Party 1, and they have a very significant rule change from 1 to 2 that I didn't know about, because my first exposure to that game was the second one with you guys. I have never played the first. And in the second game, and you're doing the little final hallway thing where someone's trying to escape, mm-hmm. and the dark's coming after the laggers in the back, ka-gung, ka-gung, yes, ka-gung, right, you get the three things. When you get to the end and you're about to go over and escape, you have to get a perfect answer card to get through.
Correct. Yes.
Even if you get one point. Which can
be tough, because you don't get all the all of the choices, right? Or do you when you get to that last one?
I think when you get to the last one, you get all, they start giving you all the choices, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember for sure, but I think they do.
Yeah.
But here's what's different with the original. The original one, even if you had a three questioner and you only got one right, that's enough for you to win, because you just cross over.
Yeah.
In the new one, they make you get a perfect score before you cross over. You have to get a perfect score. And it really changed.
I thought it was always a perfect score thing.
Yeah. They must, I don't know, that must be the only major change, because everything else I played everything in that first game was very similar. Yeah. Almost the same. Just different trivia. And although I'm convinced they update all their games for modern questions, because there's some stuff that one brought up where this all happened after that game came out.
Oh yeah, then I'm sure they do.
So that's a lot,
which is great. Which is a great way to increase the replayability of something.
Oh, right? I agree. Yeah, but I just can't believe they do it for. They must do it for every game that has trivia. I mean, some games don't have trivia, but it's crazy to me. And then you can make your own for your own packs for Drawful and stuff like that. But anyway, it's super fun.
I haven't played regular old Genus Edition Trivial Pursuit in a while, but I wonder how many of those questions you say, well, as of 1987.
Yeah. We also had some sausage. She made British sausage rolls.
Bangers? British sausage rolls. Oh,
they're really good. I was surprised by those. So we had that, and then we had some kind of stew that was very traditional British thing. She's got all kinds of family from there, so that's why she did it.
Nice.
And it was nice. Just hung out, I had a couple of mocktails. We didn't watch anybody's ball drop, but because that's boring.
we had it on in the background. We were watching Vanderbilt dude. Jeff. No. Oh, my God. Andy. Okay, it was Andy
Serkis.
That would be great, right? Andy Serkis would be great. Andy Serkis and Anthony Bourdain. Why can't I remember their names? On CNN, watching one of them get completely hammered while the other one...
The other Anderson Anthony guy, Cooper. Cooper Anderson.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Yeah. Cooper Anderson.
Anderson Cooper and... oh, God.
The other guy.
the other guy. Anyway, Andy Cohen. Woo, got it before anybody said it. I got it before Shoujo said it.
That's true. I can confirm. I watched the chat. Brian got it first.
I should just remember it's AC and AC, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, watching Andy Cohen completely get shit-faced, I'll just say it, on let's pop the cherry of 2024 with our first
our first shit of
the year, having that on in the background means you don't have to listen to all the inane conversation, but you can still see the madness of the people who have waited 16 hours in Times Square shoulder to shoulder with everybody else for a chance to watch a giant ball go from the top to the bottom of a pole.
Not interested at all.
No.
If I live there, I would not be.
Yeah, you only do it so you can tell people you did it. There's no... nobody goes there and says, we're going to do this every year. They do this and say, all right, well, we did this once. We don't ever need to do this again, but we can now tell people we've done it.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of tourists. I don't think locals get as
stoked. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Someone in New York can correct us. Like, Ian, if we have this wrong, if Ian's listening, you can correct us on this, but it just seems like you guys probably roll your eyes at it a bit. I didn't know this, but Idaho does a drop, their own, at the state capitol. It's a big old potato.
I'm guessing it's a potato. Yeah,
just a great big glowy potato, and like it explodes as it lands as they get to the, you know, 3-2-1 and everything. And I thought, man, that's really leaning into your stereotype, you know?
Yeah, but you know they're sticking with what brung you.
That's right.
Basically,
that's right. Every time you guys get French fries in this country, there's a very good chance. They came out.
Well, you know, that does bring up a question. It is the Big Apple. Why is it a Swarovski crystal ball and not a Big Apple?
Yeah, why not a huge apple? Didn't they? Okay, as a kid, I have a distinct memory that they did decorate up like a light-based apple. But I might be wrong about that memory, but it seems to me at one point New York dropped a giant glowy apple.
It feels like they did at one time, I think I'm remembering that as well, and I can't tell you when it happened.
Maybe you and I were kids or something. I don't know.
Maybe. You know, Dick Clark said, how about one year we do this with a Big Apple?
I did have, so we had, Alicia's dad is here from the Netherlands, where he's from here, but he's over there running a company for 3 years for the company he works for, running an office, and he'll come back. Anyway, he was here for the holidays. We had him over for dinner one night, and it was a weird moment of like, oh my gosh, you and I are literally a month apart in age, me and this guy. He went to a rival school, grew up the exact same time, remembered a bunch of names of football players and crap like that. Same music tastes. It was great. I'm so happy to meet somebody who is in our age group now, who hasn't turned into a total nerd ball or a jerk or whatever the word is I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, we love our nerd balls.
No, we love nerd balls.
Just turn into a total jerk, a little
jerky jerk. And this dude's all into. He wanted to talk about Star Wars. We wanted to talk about all this stuff.
Oh, perfect, great.
He's some like big shot executive dude, but he was super down to earth, really nice guy. So that was fun.
That's so cool. Very cool.
We got a quick email here. It's a text actually about speeding from Jeffrey Hart, and Jeffrey says the following. After listening to the comment about Montana and the speed limit, I realized the person was probably too young to know. In 1973, President Milhouse Nixon ordered a limitation of the speed on all vehicles up to 55 miles per hour maximum for any and all roads in this here country.
What's Nixon's first name again?
Milhouse something Nixon, isn't it? Or Milhouse is the middle name.
Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh, yeah. Richard Milhouse Nixon. That's right. in response to the oil embargo, was why he did this.
Okay. Gotcha.
Road funding had nothing to do with it, as it was an executive order. In the late 80s, some states began to challenge this by raising their speed limits individually. The feds began to push back by threatening to withhold federal highway funds. However, all the states joined in and essentially forced Congress to lift the restrictions, says Jeffrey. I didn't know any of that.
I didn't know that either. That's crazy. So the speed limit initially... That speed limit was set for the oil embargo because of the oil embargo.
Yeah, and Sammy Hagar's future was set that same day.
That's right, exactly.
Yep,
same
day.
Do you think when he performed that in other states, he'd adjust the number to whatever their maximum speed limit was?
He's like, I'm sorry, I can't tour Montana now that they've changed it to 75. Just can't go in there.
That's right.
Anyway, I thought that was a really interesting bit of info, and also I didn't know that. So thank you for the info,
Jeffrey. That's
fascinating,
yeah. By the way, I'm excited about our current baby boom that we currently have going on. I can't imagine how many new children we're going to have joining us here on Earth here in the next few months, because it certainly seems like everybody out on the road is driving like they've got a pregnant lady and sitting in the passenger seat about to give birth.
Yeah, we're having a similar thing going on right now. I don't know what everyone is doing.
Yeah, it is like, it is the wild freaking west out on the highways.
Why this year? More than any other year. Was there some kind of pent up COVID era thing that it's now just?
I think so. Yeah, because it feels like it's been ever since lockdowns ended. And the people who went out and had the roads all to themselves just said, I'm going to do this forever. This is great. No cops. And
it feels like there's less enforcement. That's the other thing. I don't know why that is. I don't know if
for sure. Yeah.
I see way less cops pulling people over.
Way less.
It's freaking mayhem, man.
It is.
It's not as bad as that week I spent in China. I saw some shit on those highways that I will never forget. That place with, southern China. I can't speak for the rest of it. Beijing maybe is fine. I don't know. Hong Kong was fine. Yeah. But southern China, Shenzhen, Dongguan, all that place. Yeah. Every man, woman for themselves, and you were lucky. Like, that was the place I saw the guy with a giant pile of rags on an old, I don't know what truck that was, something from the freaking 30s, slam into a brand new Lexus. And both people got out of their respective vehicles, the old farmer with the rag pile and the fancy executive guy with his speedy little car, got out and just walked away. They just walked away and left him there. God. And so we drove around like meep, 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 meep. And that's how the sound of everywhere went, because everyone's honking horns to navigate.
Right.
So it's just meep, 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 like the whole time. And there's no cops, no traffic signals, nothing. Total chaos. I'll never understand it. And I never want to go there again.
Yeah. No. No.
It was really weird, dude.
No, that and parts of the shots of like India where they've got all the tuk-tuks and the motorcycles and stuff like that, just like all crossing the same intersection. No, I want none of that.
They're all fast though, because they all got diarrhea. That's the trick.
Is that the reason? Is that why they're?
Everybody's got it. It's all it? Everyone's having an urgent moment. You got to get to the place quick. You got to find a hole in the ground.
Sure.
Meet. Just get through and do it. Sorry, India. I'm making broad assumptions about your current life.
Listen, we've seen Amazing Race. We know it's true.
I go to the Himalayan kitchen. I've seen some rough stuff.
That's what the parking lot's like in the Himalayan kitchen.
Oh, man. Just absolute chaos and diarrhea. All right. That's going to do it for our top of the show stuff. It's time for us to inform the public. It's one of our mandates here on the show. And so we do it now with a little bit of news. Today's news is brought to you by
Tower Song. Tower Song is a 2D pixel turn-based RPG throwback to JRPG classics like Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy. And it's up on Steam right now, developed by a Tadpooler and ready for all of you to enjoy. Search Tower Song on Steam today.
Yeah, it's very cool. Talked to that guy a little bit over the week, and he's been a listener forever, but I just think it's great when you guys are out making shit.
Yeah.
So if you're doing something cool, let me know and we'll put it in the show.
We'll promote
that. That's awesome.
F out of it.
Tower Song, everybody, is where you want to go.
Tower Song. Not River Song. That's a whole different thing. River Song, very different thing.
Yeah, and River
That'll
Dance.
That'll be the sequel, River Song.
Oh, River Song is the sequel. River Dance is the prequel, so watch for that. Let's get to the 1, 2, 3 and counting. We talked earlier about the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 and how that was the last day of the year this year. And, we didn't get to have too much fun with it on the show. But Las Vegas weddings, apparently, this was written before. But I think they actually did hit records.
Did they? I was wondering about that. Yeah.
They hit records for New Year's Eve thanks to a date pattern, which is the 1-2-3-1-2-3. So sure. If you were going to get married in Vegas, the time to do it would have been then, because it's such a weird date and you could always tell people, when were you married? 1-2-3-1-2-3. That was the idea. For better or for worse, a wave of couples saying I do in Vegas on New Year's Eve could set the record for the city's busiest wedding day ever. That's because of the 1-2-3-1-2-3, known in the massive Las Vegas wedding industry as a, quote, specific date. Isn't that what you and I would call it too? Aren't we all?
No, no, it's specialty date is what that.
Oh, means. I thought it said specific.
No, it is a specific date, but I was pulling up notes on our middle of the show song, so I wasn't watching while I was reading. A specialty date.
Specialty date. That's a funny typo for me. Or a misspeak.
7777.
There you go.
Specialty date.
It's a very specialty date, exactly. Or 9999 would have been one.
12-12-12 or something like that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's when they do a certain pattern like this, this is according to the journal there in Vegas. The icing on the cake, specialty date falls on a holiday famous for blowout celebrations, of course. It's a double whammy, says Melody Willis Williams, president of the Vegas Weddings, which operates multiple venues. That's a name for your wedding, Vegas wedding things. Just Vegas weddings. Real simple.
Vegas weddings. Great. Excellent.
Says anytime you get these specialty dates, they're always hugely popular. But tie that in with New Year's Eve, and it's a showstopper. She says the number to beat on New Year's Eve is 4,492 in the city. The single day record for marriages in Las Vegas set on July 7th, 2007. So that was a 777. Funny.
Yeah, I said 7777, but yeah, that's actually a more recent example. Although 7707, unless, well, I guess, but then you'd have to do 070707.
Oh, right.
So never mind. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That works.
That makes sense.
But you never abbreviate the year with one digit. You never say, mm-hmm. What year you guys get married? Seven?
No.
But you might say 07.
You could say 01, 05. Yeah. If you're in the aughts, I guess you say that.
Right. But so you'd have to say 7707.
Yeah. It says here the number to be. Oh no, it says the second most popular specialty wedding date on record is November 11th, 2011. Mm. That was also the day Skyrim came out. 11/11/11.
Really?
Just for the record, excellent. It was a fun thing. They tried to do it again with. What was it? The game releases. They always try to do this. Sega had Dreamcast Day was
right.
9/9/99.
Right. I thought Sony's was 9/9/99. No.
No, because Sony
was... That's the one
was,
I always associate with that, but maybe...
was a couple years prior, because that came out in the States in 96.
Right,
99 would have been Dreamcast. The PS2 came out in 2000. Right? Anyway, what am I thinking of? Oh, Sonic Tuesday, Mortal Monday. They always do this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm surprised, though, that 11-11-11 was more popular than 12-12-12. Like, I would have thought, all right, December 12th, 2012 would have been a more popular day, but the second most popular one in history. But I don't know, did they hit a record? Did they break a record?
I was just looking for some follow-up. I don't see anything that says whether they got it or not. I was hoping this article would just have a straight-up update, but it doesn't. But they might have. That's a good one. As specialty dates go.
Yeah.
And specific dates.
That's our next one. So obviously we won't have with the 23.
Yeah.
So 24, I mean, you could maybe get people doing February 4th, 2024 as being a 2424 thing.
Oh, 2424 is not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if you could do just, any pattern. Like, I guess 5525 is fun.
Mm-hmm. If you do year, month, day, you could get 2468.
Yeah.
As your wedding date.
Yeah. And then you can
that's
truly
especially wedding date.
That's right. And marry the person you appreciate.
Exactly, yes.
On your specialty date. All right, well there's that. Let's talk about a pastor. Now look, we live in an era where a lot of pastors and types like them are accused of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before a certain CG in the chat freaks out, I'll go on. Pastor accused of trying to throw a cook into a deep fryer at a McDonald's for disrespecting his wife.
Mm.
What would Jesus do? Probably not that.
I did that because I was pissed off that the shake machine was broken.
Oh, but, man. Every time you go in, he shoves someone into that fryer. Police have accused North Carolina pastor of attacking a McDonald's cook and trying to push him into a deep fryer. Dwayne Madsen, age 57, was arrested on Thursday and charged with assault after police were called to a McDonald's branch. Waden is a pastor in the Elevated Life International Ministries organization there and works as a semi-truck driver also. according to his Facebook page. He turned up. See, maybe he could just claim, well, that was the truck driver in me throwing the guy in the fryer. It wasn't the
right,
pastor.
Right, exactly. It wasn't the pastor. It was, yeah. You can take a guy, you can take a pastor out of the truck, but you can't take a truck out of a pastor.
No. At some point, that's going to come back to haunt you.
The church to the holy sister of eternal breading.
Oh, man. Let's see. Where is it?
He Sister turned the Immaculate Nugget.
There you go. Of which there is no such thing. There are no Immaculate Nuggets.
No, there are no Immaculate Nuggets.
They don't exist.
Just Bell Boot and Ball. Bell Boot and Ball.
Bell Boot and Ball. My favorite place to go in the mall. Let's see. He turned up at the fast food joint to assist his wife, Latoya Gladney, who is a manager in training at the branch. Gladney, 44, had called her husband to help handle employees who she told police were disrespecting her. On entering the restaurant, police said Waden, however you say it, walked straight over to the counter, launched an assault on a 34-year-old cook, and tried to chuck him in the deep fryer. Put his head in there.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Head in the deep fryer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're busted, dude. That's like some full-on assault business. There's no way.
Jeez. Oh, my God. That is like... horror movie level, you know, death.
Yeah. Didn't we see this in something?
I feel like we did. Yeah.
I know we saw, well, we saw one where it froze a guy's face in Jason X or Jason in Space.
Right. And I know we've seen, like, you know, scalding water, pushing somebody's head into scalding water and holding it in there. But
yeah, I can't imagine how this would hurt. And it would also hurt forever after that. I mean, this third day, you'll get third degree burns.
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
and you'll smell a nasty French fry for the rest of
it. Depends on how fresh the oil is. Cleaned out the fryer.
That's good. Like,
oh,
that's a good
this
point.
Is worse.
I don't know how McDonald's does. I assume they're pretty tight about that. They probably clean it every day. Mm-hmm. Pressure oil. I don't know. I don't know what they do over there.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't.
You don't think they do?
No, I don't think they do.
I'm over here giving them a benefit of the doubt. Brian's probably right.
I'd be surprised if they clean the oil every 2 weeks in a fast food place.
Gross. I need it more often than that. That is gross.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm off the fried food for now anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back from our break, we got Bill joining us. It's been a while since we've talked to Bill. He's going to talk about making stuff, and I might ask him, and you'll have good answers to this too, but what the best base paint to use on top of this pink before I actually go for the full painting. I don't know.
Yet. Sure.
Anyway, that's all coming up in a moment. Stick around. In the meantime, Brian has a song prepared.
I do. We're going to Barcelona. Look at that. It's come back up. We're the home of the Sagrada Familia. Mm. This is a punk band that I'm sure doesn't spend a lot of time in Sagrada Familia, just based on their sound. But this is the first single coming off of their album, which is coming out this year. The first single is called Move On. Here is a band called Blowfuse.
Ooh, I love the name. That's amazing. Yeah. All right, let's play it, and we'll be right back.
We had a great time, well, on that I agree. It will last forever in your memory. I've tried, but I cannot lie anymore. There's a truth out there you just cannot ignore. Turn back down, not again. We both know it's not happening. So cry, no more tears. It's over, I need you to hear. Why don't you move on? Why don't you move on? Why don't you
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're having trouble finding someone online, you might be interested in a new release from IDG Books. The 1994 Internet White Pages is the first printed directory of Internet users and their addresses. It includes a Hot Pages section with Internet addresses for corporate VIPs and journalists, and a listing of Internet service providers around the world.
There are other ways to party on the Internet New Year's Eve.
And we're back. Hey, who is that song person thing?
That was Blowfuse from Barcelona, Spain, influenced by 80s and 90s punk rock. Definitely hear the 90s influence, a little Blink 182 influence on these guys. Their fourth album is coming out on March 1st. It's a bummer. It's their fourth album coming out March 1st, and it's called The Fourth Wall. Why not release it on the 4th, March 4th?
But, yeah, why not?
Whatever.
What are you doing?
That's the first single from it. It's called Move On. The band is Blowfuse.
Speaking of music, I took your recommendation from New Year's Eve.
Oh, did you listen to Caroline Patolik?
Almost the whole day.
Oh.
That album and all her other stuff, very good. Very good.
She's great. Yeah. She is really good.
Yeah. She was on. You weren't wrong about the frou-frou stuff. It sounded very Imogen.
Yeah, the Imogen Heap. Yeah.
Yeah. Heapish. Yeah. Very heapish.
There's one song on there that kind of begins with almost a mariachi kind of feel to it.
Yeah. It's a weird mix, but it's very good. And I noticed this is on like Rolling Stones.
Polacek. I said Patolik, but Polacek. Because thinking of Mike Patolik. Patolik.
This
Patolik.
Right here is Mike Patolik's head. And this is not her. she's very good. And also, what was the thing I was going to say? I was going to say something.
That album cover's a little provocative.
Oh, I know what it was. Rolling Stone has it on their list. A bunch of other people
do
too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
God, I'd never heard of her before I saw the All Music thing. And I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. Oh my God. I'm so glad I did.
She's very, very good. Yeah. You guys go check it out. She's crawling through. It looks like an AI generated plane or something.
Airport. Yeah. I mean, airplane. Yeah, I know.
What's going
Which
on
is there? A place you just don't want to touch the floor with your hands, with your bare hands, if you can avoid it.
No.
Or be that close to it.
Yeah. I mean, any chance that RFK Jr. had of me voting for him ended when I saw him walking barefoot in that plane.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yeah. That did me
the
in.
The other, I didn't have it on my list, but Boy Genius had an incredible album this year, too. And that's the supergroup with Lucy Dacus and Phoebe Bridgers. That's another one to check out if you're looking for more stuff kind of in that same vein, but with killer harmonies.
Ooh.
Boy Genius, all one word, and the new album is called, is it just called The New Record? I think it's called The New Record.
They call it The New Record. I love it. That's one way to call your album.
They name it like Nintendo names Mario games, basically.
I love it. Waluigi. Yeah. Wario. all right, let's do this here.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
Well, if there is, he'll surely fix it in the year 2024. Welcome to the program, Bill Duran of punishprops.com, joining us this lovely Yay. Tuesday. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year
Hello.
To you.
Happy New Year.
I hope you had a good one. So go ahead, Brian.
So before we talk about what you want to talk about, Bill, I'm going to tell you about a little lesson that I learned in 2023.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. So you get these 3D print models that, subscribe to a guy named Wicked3D who creates these incredible Marvel and movie statues and busts, the the Furiosa that Scott has was designed by him. And and said, oh my gosh, he's got a Galactus that's huge. It's like size-wise, similar to the size of this giant Iron Man, the Fanhome Iron Man that's behind me. Pretty darn close, in fact. And excellent. I'm going to start printing it. Let's start with his head. I start printing his head and the two pieces to his head and those little veins that stick out, the wind veins that stick out on the sides of his head so he can tell you which way the wind's blowing in space. And then I get to put the torso on the build plate in my slicer program, and there is no orienting this torso so that it'll fit. On my large format Mega, my Anycubic Mega.
Wow.
They don't call them Mega for nothing, you know? It's a Mega.
So I've got this head right here, this Galactus head. Hello, I want to eat your planet.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
And then it dawned on me, well, right next to my Anycubic resin printer, I've got a pretty decent Anycubic Cobra Max printer, large format Cobra printer. And I said, you know, as long as I'm using primer on this thing to make it match the color of the resin head, there's no reason I can't do a filament body, a filament torso. So right here,
is
the Galactus filament torso.
Yeah.
Oof.
And it's just torso and head. That looks great.
They don't quite match, but they will when I use the same primer on both.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
there's nothing wrong with mixing the two mediums, right? That's fine.
No, not one bit. Yeah. And I was just trying to be too much of a purist and say, no, it's only going to be resin. But
do you? Are there any problems with how glue it or attach it or anything with the two?
There shouldn't be. No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the FDM printers, not only have they gotten just crazy fast now, but the quality's sneaking up. Like it's getting really good. Yeah. I have two resin printers that are just in the basement unplugged that I'll take them out when I need to print something small and detailed. Mm-hmm. But right now my Prusa Mark IV is like my favorite machine. It's so fast and it does really good detail. I love it.
It's all about that speed and detail. Those things will get better and better over time and to the point where, man, can you imagine when you can poop this stuff out in like no time? Just like, bam, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Like
a real, it'd be like going from 24 pin dot matrix to laser.
To laser. You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's basically going to be at that point, we'll have replicators, you know, may not be making Earl Grey tea, but it's still going to be instantaneous creation of what we
need. Yeah, it'll make little Picard statues.
Make a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Make a little Picard holding a cup.
Right, exactly.
I love it. Bill, it's good to have you back. I know you've probably had all sorts of inspiration over the holiday to create all kinds of cool shit. What do you not really? You're like me, dude. I took a lot of time off. There were projects I was like, you know, when that break comes, I'm gonna get this stuff done and that done. And instead, I watched a lot of cool TV and played a lot of video games.
That's great. That's what we're supposed to do. Because we all work hard on this show, Bill as well. And you need to make sure you take some time. If your scale is unbalanced with the time of things you do for others or work and the time of the things you do for yourself, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, take some self-care time.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's
great advice.
Yeah,
I played a bunch of the Lego Fortnite with my brother.
Oh yeah,
oh cool.
Yeah, what do you think of that so far? It seems like a pretty fleshed out thing. Seems good.
Yeah, I wish the vehicle system was better. It really doesn't work. I wish they had more vehicle type things. But other than that, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's the one thing. I'm not saying they're going to topple the reach that Minecraft still has, but it is the closest I've seen anybody coming up with a way to get a bunch of eyeballs on a Minecraft-like game.
Mm-hmm, and definitely.
They have a real chance here to flesh that thing out, improve vehicle stuff. That is a problem in the game from what I've heard. But it's impressive what they pulled off with that. You know, and the fact that it's Lego, everyone loves Lego. And a lot of your skins move over, and that stuff's pretty cool. So.
I built a castle with my brother last night, and then we could run around in the castle. It was pretty great.
That's great. Is it like a creative mode thing, or do you got to go out and get all your mats and everything?
I believe there's a creative mode. I didn't try that. We just played the go get all your stuff mode.
Okay. I got to get in there and give that a shot. That's cool. Well, then you did spend your holiday the way you're supposed to.
I did.
Tell us, now that we're into the new year, though, tell us what we have to get going on. What do we have to work on?
Well, so I've got, I don't have kids, but I do have nephews and nieces. Mm-hmm. And my nephews got a 3D printing pen for Christmas. Oh. And they were playing with it. And I thought, you know what? I had one of those briefly. I didn't really give it a good shot. Mm-hmm. I'd love to make some stuff to inspire my nephews. So I went and got one for myself. It's the Mint, M-Y-N-T 3D I got on Amazon. I didn't really shop around. I just picked the one with the most stars. And it seemed to work pretty well. Have either of you dabbled with a 3D printing pen yet?
I got one to use as glue for when mm-hmm. I glue two parts together. But I never tried actually drawing something with it. I think that would be a blast. Like you know, like seeing what kind of, it's almost like World of Goo, where you're trying to build a structure that can support its own weight and see how tall you can make it.
Yep. And you got to work inside of the limitations of gravity and everything. It's pretty neat. Yeah. The way you have to work with a 3D printing pen to make it work.
Mm. I've seen people fix like broken sinks or shattered stuff. Does that work? Is that a real thing to do? Because what's the material in there? What's it actually made of in there?
So you use 3D printing filament, the normal stuff you'd use for a printer. I'm using PLA for mine. It's really easy to use. I've seen people use it to repair, like, not really repair, but like there'll be a missing brick in a wall or something.
Yeah.
And they'll draw a neat little thing there in 3D, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I've seen these before, but I've never really, I don't know. I've been curious, like, is it just a thing you can buy? Apparently, yeah, you went and got it.
Yeah, so. There's tons of them out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways you can work with these things. You can be all freeform and just sort of sculpty, but what I like to do, I also bought a little mat. Well, there's two of them. One of them is just a clear piece of plastic so that you can, like, draw a pattern on a piece of paper, put this piece of plastic over it, and trace it.
Oh, right? That's smart. Yeah. And then it just pops right off the plastic.
It pops off. And I also got a silicone mat. The same company makes it, Mint 3D. It's a silicone mat. And in the surface of the mat are shapes, like little trenches. So circles and squares and a grid and triangles. And you basically fill in these lines to make perfect geometrical shapes.
That's cool. So how... can you adjust the heat on the one that you picked up so that you can make the filament come out a little bit more liquidy?
You can, yeah. It's got a temperature control. You can do ABS plastic if you want by setting it higher. It's really, really neat, and it's works great. I imagine the tech has just improved since last time I tried it. It hasn't clogged or anything. The kids are using it, and they got into it right away. What do you think my nephew, my 6-year-old nephew, made first?
Oh gosh, hold on, 6-year-old
Iron Man, a fully functional Iron Man armor using a 3D printing pen.
Wow. Not quite yet.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna guess. Hold on. He made. What are 6-year-olds into right now?
You were talking about it earlier.
Oh, okay. He made a Minecraft wall torch.
He made the tools. He made a pickaxe and a sword.
That's great.
He really wanted to make a fishing rod.
Oh my gosh, you got one of you on your hands here.
I'm trying to be the weird uncle that inspires all his nephews to be creative. but he drew. I had him draw it on a piece of paper, and then we put the plastic over it, and he traced it. He traced the outline, and then he went and filled it back in. So it was just a little 2D. Little 2D shape that he made, but he did it. It was pretty good.
That's awesome. Can you use this thing? Brian mentioned you can control the heat, so it's a little more liquidy or whatever. I assume this is a good tool for getting two larger filament prints together. Not as glue necessarily, but like creating detailed natural connections using the same filament, that kind of stuff.
Right. You could absolutely do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's almost like a little
that's
welder.
The only thing I've used it for. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I used it to put two pieces of a Renon Air Light together.
So I like
oh did you say it earlier
I said that when we initially started talking about that was the only thing I've ever done with it is like putting two 3D printed pieces together instead of glue. It's all right.
I totally missed it, but also
You were looking up pens.
But also first red on air light of the year, and it happened on Bill's segment. That's pretty great.
Which is pretty appropriate.
Yeah, because he invented this circle. Meme. Yeah, so we're all back. We're back to where we started, everybody. Sorry, Bill, continue.
Sure. So the way I like to work with this thing is I like to draw 2D shapes on a flat surface on this little silicone mat, and then you peel them up and stick them together to make a three-dimensional shape.
Oh, cool. Almost like you're doing a house of cards kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I made a catapult, and I'm realizing I don't have any of the pictures of it, but I made a little catapult for my nephews to hopefully inspire them. That's what I want to do. I want to make a bunch of things with this and then just text them to my brother to show his kids to get them inspired to try and make stuff with it. Because it's great for young makers. The very tip of it gets really hot, but it's otherwise fairly safe. You don't want to mash that thing against your skin, but it's fairly safe. My 6-year-old nephew had no problem figuring it out right away. It's super, super fun. So the catapult, I did that. I drew all my parts on paper, peeled them up, and then basically used the pen like a welder to stick all these parts together. So it's really fun. If you have young people who are thinking about getting into 3D making of any kind or 3D printing, this is like an awesome first step to kind of understand the principles behind the fused filament additive manufacturing process. It's really good.
Yeah, and I never even thought about doing that, like creating your pieces horizontally and then just putting them together vertically. Because I always think of like, all right, well, I'm gonna use this. I'm gonna create like a duck and just build from the bottom and go around circle until I get a duck. But no, you can actually create some pretty freaking intricate things. Did your catapult have like a little rubber band so that it was functional?
No, well, it was functional. I just used sort of the elasticity of the plastic
itself. Yeah.
Yeah. The parts didn't move or anything. It wasn't super sophisticated, but I would love to try and build something like that with moving parts and stuff. I think my nephews would go bonkers for that kind of thing.
Yeah, boy, now I'm getting an idea for a TMS Taskville.
Ooh, Vegas that challenge. Could be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's do that. Everything gives Brian these ideas, so watch out.
Exactly. Yeah,
I will be practicing my 3D printing or 3D pen skills this year. So you better.
So you're ready.
Yeah. Consider me interested in participating.
Awesome.
I would love to have you as part of that.
That would be great.
It would almost sounds as fun as that foam clay sculpting challenge. That was something else.
Still have Fletcher's right here with the great design, the eyes and the massive head wound in the back, and
the one that made him giggle like a girl for way too long. A girl. What am I saying? Giggle like a baby is what I meant to say. Keep your emails to yourselves. Bill, before you tell me about your little bonus link, I wanted to point your squinties in particular to something I'm excited about. So I know you and I are fans of these Factorio-like, automation games. And there's a lot of them out there. Not a lot, but there are a few really high-profile ones. Dyson Sphere Program is pretty amazing. They just put out a big update. Factorio continues to be amazing. And, of course, Satisfactory is a big deal. You played a ton of that and got really involved in that scene. There's this smaller one, kind of a 2D one that's been around for a while called Shapes with a Z at the end. Completely obsessed with this game and have been for a long time. Right now, I'm just kind of back into it and playing it like crazy. It's a simpler take, but by simple, I just mean presentation. The actual game still has its complexities and all the things you got to solve and do. And they announced a sequel. So if you go just wishlist this on Steam, it's Shapes with a Z. So Shapez.
Shapes.
Two. So two is the one we're looking for, the sequel. They're 3D-ifying essentially the experience, and it looks so freaking good that I couldn't wait to tell you about it. And so I figured I'd just do it on the show. So go wishlist Shapes two. You are going to love this stuff.
Oh, look at this. That
I'm looking at it right now.
Do you have gravity or do you have to contend with that?
I have no idea. I assume it's probably, the original game, Shapes game is basically this, but in a 2D grid. And And this just looks like they just take it into third dimension and add a bunch of new things to sort of take advantage of that.
Bill is
going to
be making all of these little little desks with the
The conveyor belts.
Yep. Right, it trips all. It trips all your all your dopamine receptors for this kind of game, and I just thought you'd love it. So, anyway.
Oh, and then they pan out to the whole thing, and you see the massive scale of it. Yep. Oh my god!
Yep. Holy cow!
Now we're talking.
It's a very very cool. Even the original is worth grabbing. I think it's on sale right now for like $3. Totally worth it. Anyway, Bill, you always leave us with a little bonus something. What do you got today?
There's a channel, I believe I've shared this guy before, the channel's called Stuff Made Here. He's an engineer and he makes just absolutely ridiculous stuff. He's got, let me share the link with you here, he's got like crazy CNC machines, he has a CNC water jet cutter. He decided to make the Inspector Gadget extendo legs.
Oh my gosh,
oh,
really?
Oh, no way, look at that!
So that he could dunk on a 16-foot hoop.
Oh my gosh, like, dude.
This looks like something that would just kill me. Like, this is, oh yeah, Brian created these and then died the first time he tried using them.
Looks, it's pretty, he goes to great lengths to keep himself safe during this whole thing because it's, there's a lot of air pressure. There's a lot of things going on there.
My gosh, dude. The way it launches him and he's got, a good thing he had the harness on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, jeez.
Holy shit.
Oh, like watching this montage of the practice days.
Yeah.
Look at how those legs extend, though. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Stuff Made Here is the channel, and that is a video brand new only a day ago. So go check that out.
Check it out.
Bill, Happy New Year.
Headlines.
Excited to see what Punished Props does in the year 2024. And having you here, as always, has been a huge pleasure, man.
Great chatting with you, friends.
We'll see you later.
Talking to you, too.
Bye.
That video now up on quicktms.li, where people can check it out.
I should have mentioned Shapes 1 is also on iOS now. On iPad,
really?
Yeah. It's only...
Really? Ooh.
Free for the first 20 levels, and $4 after that, it's like nothing. And it's very, it's a very good version of the game. I recommend it. I bought it in both places because I am currently obsessed with that game.
Excellent.
You should play it. All right.
I'm grabbing it now. So the first one, very 2D.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's very much like, it's wild. It sticks to the same rules. Like, you know, this thing is interesting because it's not like, go mine dirt and bring it over here. It's go mine circles.
Yes,
and then cut the circles in half, rotate them so you've got a corner circle that's painted yellow, and then match that up with a square. That's the shape I need delivered.
I love it.
And it's almost like a puzzle game in that way, but not really. It's still just you need to figure out how to automate your shit. It's great. Yeah. And I'm terrible. Spaghetti all over the place. I'm not great at it, but I love it.
It makes me want to play, but also makes me want to go back and start a brand new game of Astroneer. Because
Astroneer had great automation stuff in it. That's a great
game. It really
game.
Does, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the mood these days, though. That kind of stuff just tripping all my wires. All right. Hey, guess who? Guess who bellied up to the bar and said, what if TMS had a mashup in the new year?
Shut up. A mashup. Don't tell me it was Sebastian, old mashup man himself.
Definitely not.
Him. Somebody newer and more up on their game as far as creating mashups for us more recently. I don't know who it could possibly be.
Yeah, the Latin folks might call him Jaime. Somebody might call him Jamame, but we're going to call him Jamie. And he reached down from Canada with his big, nasty hand and said, here's a new mashup for you guys, a little over 2 minutes long. And I'm excited because this is a ton of stuff over time because it's been so long that you and I are not going to know when any of this got said.
Oh, I love it. I love it when it's like completely out of context and we can't figure out what's happening.
Yeah. And I haven't heard it at all. So this is my first taste as well. So here it is. Let's all enjoy it together.
I'm being scissored. Wait, nope, that's not the way I want to phrase that.
Nope. This is not today is not that lesson. We're not teaching that today. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Pancakes!
I say I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Pray thee tell me why.
Well, I was looking kind of dumb with my finger and my thumb in the shape of an L upon my forehead.
Your forehead?
Except for Brad Pitt, who's just flat out unintelligible.
Yeah, and what's that called? Slit?
Snatch.
Snatch. We're planning on a rough night of intercourse, so I'd sure like some Epsom salts to soak in afterwards. I like bleaching elephant buttholes.
I could have swallowed that thing. That thing was small enough.
Oh, I need something bigger.
I don't think you spank.
Spank?
Yeah, so you get a before you put it in your.
What do you spank
it with? You put it in your palm and you go like that.
So you literally spank it.
To what? Literally spank.
But to what end? What does it actually do to it?
That also releases the flavors and the stuff. Fortunately, it doesn't look as much like I'm masturbating as I was worried. So that's good. All right.
As you were hoping. You know why I only have girl dogs? Have I told you this? Why? Because boy dogs wipe their wieners on everything. And then if you're rubbing up the belly of a dog, if it's a female dog, the vajay is nowhere near the general rubby zone. But if it's a boy dog, they got any minute that pink lipstick holder is going to pop out. You don't want that.
I never blew one of those. Did you ever blow one? I never blew one.
I mean, I maybe did once or twice, but for the most part, I think it's because I was jamming it in so hard, never had a chance. You
know? It's just like, eek!
I don't want to rub a dog's wiener, is what I'm saying.
It's a tough way to find out that you're gay. When you find yourself rubbing the dog's belly and the wiener comes out like, oh crap, I must be gay.
Yeah, that must be it.
Well, I'm wearing a diaper, Claire. I'm taking a shit right now.
There's a lot of lesbians. Lots of lesbians. I can't try to understand why people do things they do. Like, why would you swallow a phone? And then why would you act like everything's fine? Okay, I'm just going to dinner now.
Why wouldn't you open with that when you get to the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have stomach pains. By the way, a couple months ago, I had a phone.
I ate a freaking phone. Yeah. You have a phone
might
in your
guts. Might be related, but I don't know.
Maybe he was hiding from the police. Could have been one of those deals.
It's a burper phone.
Burper phone.
Yeah, no, that was bad.
No, that's I kind of like it. I'm not going to.
Not even worth acknowledgement.
The court will allow it. Wow, it has been too long, Jamie. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. I don't even know. I remember the spanking the basil discussion, but I could not tell you what you and Brian and I were talking about blowing.
No. I still don't know. And I don't want to know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah.
Oh, it was probably a cartridge. We were probably talking about retro game cartridge blowing the dust out before the contacts don't make sense or whatever the hell he used to do as a kid. Anyway, thank you for that. That was great. He's got something in the works for Core this week as well, so watch for that later in the week. And we're very happy to have him whenever he wants. There's no schedule we hold anybody to around here, but if he wants to make him on the regular, we'll play him right here on the show. All right, that is it for that. Let's also get out of here. The rest of the week, pretty normal, guys. We get shows all week till Thursday.
Yeah.
Then we get Friday couch party for patrons. And, also, we need we need cover requests for the year, right? Tell people how to do it.
Yes. Look at that. You ran right into it. We do. We're low on January. It's a new year. New request for requests. Because the one I'm pulling for today is a year old. We're finally getting around to a request from somebody from January 2023, but it's because I've only got 4 requests total for the entire month of January 2024. So please, if you've got something you're celebrating, I know a couple of people have a birthday this month, and get your requests in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great plan. Also, while I'm thinking about it, join us on Patreon. Brand new month.
Yeah.
Brand new month, brand new year. Perfect time to get in. That dollar a month thing still stands. That's still a thing. You can get in there. You can plunk down your hard-earned dollar. And bam, you're a member of the family in a deeper way. You'll never get ads. You'll get pre-show content every day. These couch parties I mentioned. You'll get art in the mail, other monthly cool stuff. You got to go read about it. Find out which level's for you at patreon.com/TMS. That is it for today's show. One more song, though, before we leave.
One more song. This is Dan Andrews wrote in and wanted this one. I just realized he's had a couple requests in here that I don't have in here or that I haven't played. So this will be the one he gets today. Hey, Dan Andrews. Andrews, good job. Yeah. Ahoy, hoy, salty and bitter. You wanted some requests to fill the month of January, so here's number 3 for me. Apparently, I asked for this last year, too. For no reason other than I want to hear them, how about some more Rock Sugar? I'll take anything from the Mashup Kings. Things that shouldn't work together but do, just like Fred and Can. Cough, cough. Subtle hint for new strip, Scott. Cough, cough.
That also works this year. I'm behind.
That's right. Well, now that you're done with the Santas, now you can.
Yeah, now I can draw that. Although I got a whole other thing I'm working on, but news on that soon.
Ooh. Yeah. Can't wait to hear about that. Yeah. Johnson pulled. Yep. All right. From their 2021 album, can't believe it's been that long, from the album Reinventinator, here is their mashup of not just Stevie Nicks, not just Survivor, not just Phil Collins, but that is those three, Stevie Nicks, Survivor, and Phil Collins. It is their song, Another Edge of the Tiger in the Air. You can figure it out from there. Here's Rock Sugar.
Sounds awesome. I'll see you guys tomorrow right here back for me and Brian on TMS.
She's singing, ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the wild wind dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing, ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh. And the days go by like a strand in the wind, in the web that is my own, I begin again. Said my friend, baby, nothing else matters. But the moment that I first laid eyes on you, all alone on the edge of 17.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Looks too beautiful to wear.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.